Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3250 AM. Today's date is January 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is EV Tax Credits Drying Up. Data confirms recession is imminent. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you're trying to navigate market turbulence, why not set course to the Noble Gold Investment safe haven? With global uncertainty looming, your savings and retirement plans are under siege. But there's one asset that stood the test of time. That is gold. Unlock the peace of mind that comes with owning gold, the ultimate safe haven. And if precious metals are new to you, Noble Gold Investments will hold your hand through the entire process. They have a team of experts who will guide you every step of the way to safety. Thousands of investors have sheltered their retirement savings with Noble Gold Investments. Don't leave yourself exposed to the markets right now. It's way too risky. With gold at an all-time high and looking to climb further, it's the perfect time. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA and secure your future with a free gold bullion coin. Act now before it's too late. Call 877-646-5347 and claim your free coin before it's gone. Or visit x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. It's the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. The entire plan that they put together to bring everyone into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, well, it's not going the way they thought it was going to go. Actually, it kind of reminds me of when Obama was trying to bring everyone into the Obamacare plan. And he set everything up and you saw all the exchanges collapse. They went bankrupt and people decided to fight against it because they didn't want this type of insurance. And insurance started to skyrocket and people couldn't afford it. And it's starting to look exactly the same way with the EVs. Remember, Biden came out and said, we're starting the Green New Scam. We're going to give tax credits to the EVs. Everyone's going to buy an EV. No one's going to drive a gas-powered car anymore. And it's going to be incredible. Well, it looks like it's completely backfiring. The people decided, you know something? These things are way, way too expensive. And I can't really travel with them. And people started to realize, hey, even if you give me a tax credit, I still can't afford this type of car. It's absolutely ridiculous. And now what we've come to learn is that EV demand, well, that has been dropping and the people are turning against electric vehicles. And now there are only 13 EV models that are eligible for a consumer tax credit of as much as $7,500, thanks to the Biden administration rules that took effect on January 1st. So previously, the number had stood closer to 24 models, but for the new year, the tax credit excludes vehicles that use battery components manufactured by Chinese companies. Now remember, the Treasury Department announced rules targeting battery components made by companies under Chinese jurisdiction or with at least 25% Chinese government ownership. These regulations expanded in 2025 to include suppliers of essential battery materials like nickel and lithium are part of Biden's climate law. Now, really think about this. Where do we get the batteries? Oh, they're all from China. Who has all the raw materials for this? Oh, that is China. Remember, they shut all that down here in the United States. And this is why Biden is now having a major problem. Because China, they are the ones who produce all this. Actually, China has the ability to create the electric vehicles. And Trump has said this from the very, very beginning. That if we continue down this path, we will not have automobile manufacturing in this company. It will be shifted away and shifted to China or Mexico, where China now is setting up shop. And now people can see this very, very clearly. And what this tells you is that the people no longer want to purchase these items, and they're not getting a discount on these items, which means the entire Green New Scam, the EV push, is not working the way they thought it was going to work. Plus, think about it. The appeals court out in California, they decided, no, we cannot ban gas stoves. We're not going to do it. So their push is now completely and utterly falling apart. Remember, they never wanted the people to see any of this. Yes, this was supposed to be proposed. Yes, it was supposed to be an incredible theory. Hey, we're going to make the world green again. We're going to have solar. We're going to have wind. We're going to have electric cars. We'll not be putting pollutants into the air. It sounds great in theory, but reality is very, very different than their theory. And they wanted to implement all of this after death, or after the death and destruction, after a war, after a pandemic. But that didn't happen. So they had to move forward with their plan. And they started this in 2020 when the pandemic was introduced. And they thought, okay, let's do it. Let's push the Green New Scam. Let's push all of this, because we're going to keep people stuck in their houses. We're going to scare them, and the supply chains will dry up, and we will convince the people this is the direction we have to go. But this didn't happen. And now they couldn't stop. They couldn't say, hey, by the way, our EV push, the Green New Scam push, well, that completely failed. It's not really good for America or the rest of the world, so we're not going to do it. No, they had to continue on. And by continuing on, what did the people see? The people saw their real agenda. And when you see the real agenda, you start to realize this stuff is not going to make America great again. It's actually going to destroy America. And when you start to put this together with what's happening with the economy, you can see it very, very clearly. The economic system is completely and utterly breaking down. I do believe we're already in a recession. And remember how they tell you about the recession? They always go back in time and tell you, hey, by the way, it started like a year ago, 6 months ago, 8 months ago. And I do believe we're already in a recession. But I do believe we're moving into a deep recession. And I do believe Trump last year said, yes, we're going to be heading into a recession, but it's going to be a bad recession. Actually, now he's been saying, listen, if I don't get elected, let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you're trying to navigate market turbulence, why not set course to the Noble Gold Investment safe haven? With global uncertainty looming, your savings and retirement plans are under siege. But there's one asset that stood the test of time. That is gold. Unlock the peace of mind that comes with owning gold, the ultimate safe haven. And if precious metals are new to you, Noble Gold Investments will hold your hand through the entire process. They have a team of experts who will guide you every step of the way to safety. Thousands of investors have sheltered their retirement savings with Noble Gold Investments. Don't leave yourself exposed to the markets right now. It's way too risky. With gold at an all-time high and looking to climb further, it's the perfect time. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA and secure your future with a free gold bullion coin. Act now before it's too late. Call 877-646-5347 and claim your free coin before it's gone. Or visit x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. It's the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. We're going to be heading into a depression. And we could see right now that everything now is breaking down and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And when you look at the claims data that was just released, it implies an economy with few signs of an imminent recession. The rise in yields is consistent with the outlook, although the Fed's altered reaction function remains most pivotal for them. When a rising percentage of states are seeing their claims, initial or continuing, notably weaken on an annual basis, this is a very reliable sign of imminent recession. The cycle, the state claims, were an indication that a downturn was on its way, but the measure has now decisively fallen back below the recession threshold. Similarly, for continuing claims. Now, we've seen this in the past. Right before the recession, we had things fall directly the opposite way, and all of a sudden, we entered a recession. Now, we saw this back in 2008, 2009, and what happened? We entered a recession. And how do people know that they're entering a recession? Well, that's when the market comes down. Yes, people see the internals. People see what's going on in the economy before that, but the news, the Fed, and everyone else, they don't admit it until the market comes down. The people will feel it, but once again, you're going to see all of this play out in 2024. And as the year goes along, we're going to see the recession risks. They're going to mount as the year wears on. And we're going to see how the entire economic system completely implodes. Now, remember, during this period of time, we're going to have the economists, we're going to have Biden, we're going to have the fake news. They're going to say that the economy is not going into a recession. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. Just look at the market. The market is up. The market's doing well. Trump, he doesn't know what he's talking about because he's talking about the market coming down. He's talking about a recession or maybe even a depression. And they're going to continually lie to the people. And eventually what's going to happen is the people are going to start to realize, hey, look, the economy is really breaking down. I feel it. I understand it. I know it. I lost my job or I can't make ends meet. The people are going to know exactly what's going on. And remember, this is not about just repairing this old economy. The entire agenda here, I do believe, from the Patriots is to actually get rid of the old system that we've been in for a very long time. And this is a controlled system. It's controlled by the private central bank, an illusionary system where they can control the market. They can control the interest rates. They can control the money supply. They control pretty much everything that has to do with the United States and the rest of the world. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, their entire plan is not just to tell everyone we can make this economy better, but their entire plan is to actually destroy their old system and actually start a new system, which is not part of the private West Central Bank. And to destroy their old system, they just couldn't be in the driver's seat destroying it, because what would the private West Central Bankers do? They would attack Trump like we've never seen before. I think Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. So the only way to destroy their own system is to allow them to destroy their own system. And sometimes, why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? So when the resident was put into place, Trump, the Patriots, they knew the playbook. They knew they were going to go into the Green New Scam. They knew they were going to push the Great Reset. They knew all this. Actually, I think we all knew this because they mentioned it in 2020. They told us exactly what they were going to do. So why interfere with this if they're going to destroy their old system? And this is going to bring them to a place where they're very, very weak. And when they're in this position of weakness, this is when Trump, the Patriots, can strike. This is when they can then convince the American people, because he's been telling them the truth this entire time, and Biden and the Fed and the Treasury, they've been telling them lies. The people will be with him, and the Patriots then can shift everyone into a people's economy. And all they have to do is say, hey, you know something? Why don't we move back to the Constitution? Why don't we go back to the way the founding fathers wanted? Remember, it was changed in 1913 when they ushered in the Federal Reserve and created the Federal Reserve Act. And they took control of the creation of currency. Now, I do believe going back in time, Trump, when he was in the White House, he had Andrew Jackson on his wall. He also gave a speech outside of Andrew Jackson's home. And I do believe the entire mission, yes, it's to drain the deep state. Yes, it's to drain the swamp. It's to get rid of all these people. But their main mission, I do believe, is to get rid of the private West Central Bank. Because without getting rid of the private West Central Bank, you're going to continually have corruption. Because when you have an open-ended credit card where there's no checks and balances, what happens? I think we all know. We've seen it since 1913. What happens is you create corruption through blackmail, through money laundering and everything else. And that's what we've been seeing for a very long time. Remember, all these individuals in Congress, they're not accountable for anything. All they do is spend, and this money is going out to all different places, and it's putting the country more and more into debt, which means it enslaves the people. So I do believe the entire mission from the very, very beginning was to bring down the private West Central Bank. But you got to do it in a way where they don't realize that it's happening. They don't see it coming because you're not directly going after them. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready to shift us away from the private West Central Bank. And I do believe this is why Trump is letting everyone know, listen, we can bring this economy back. We can actually make ourselves energy independent, and we can make this country very, very wealthy and most likely pay off all these debts. Because think about what's happening out in the Middle East. These countries have been producing oil, and most of these countries are not in debt. What happens if the United States drills, like Trump says? Can we get out of debt? Can we continually pay everything off? That is one way we can do it. Or what happens if we audit the Fed and we find that there's criminality and they are corrupt? Well, does that help us get rid of the Fed? Yes, we have two ways of doing it. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are pushing to remove the private West Central Bank in the end. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.